Welcome to the OCR GCSE Music Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most important elements of the language of music texture. Whether you're revising for your listening exam or trying to nail those two-mark identification questions, this episode has got you covered. Let's dive straight in. So, what actually is texture in music? Think of it like this. Imagine a piece of fabric. A single thread running along on its own is very different from a tightly woven cloth with dozens of threads crossing over each other. Musical texture works exactly the same way. It describes how many musical parts or layers there are, and crucially, how those parts relate to each other. That's the key phrase OCR examiners want to see, how the parts relate. Not just how many instruments there are, but what they're doing together. Let's go through the four main texture types you absolutely must know for your exam. First up, monophonic texture. Mono means one, phonic means sound. So monophonic texture is simply a single melodic line with no accompaniment whatsoever. Think of Gregorian chant, monks singing a single melody together, or a solo flute playing completely alone. There are no chords, no bass line, no harmony, just one line. Now, here's a really important distinction that catches candidates out every year. If a whole choir sings the same melody together at the same pitch, that is still monophonic, but it's also described as unison. Unison is a specific type of monophony. Don't confuse the two. Monophonic describes the texture. Unison describes the relationship between the parts. Second, homophonic texture. This is the most common texture in Western music, and you'll hear it everywhere. Homo means same. So in homophonic texture, the parts move together rhythmically. They breathe together, they phrase together. There are two main types. The first is chordal homophony, where all voices or instruments move in block chords simultaneously. Think of a hymn being sung in four-part harmony or a brass fanfare. The second, and more common, is melody and accompaniment, where one voice carries the tune while the others provide harmonic support below. Think of a pop song. The singer has the melody, the guitar or piano provides chords underneath. The crucial thing to listen for is the bass line. In homophonic texture, the bass line tends to move with the melody, supporting it rhythmically. If you hear a clear melody on top with chords or a rhythmic accompaniment below, write homophonic melody and accompaniment texture. Third, polyphonic texture. Poly means many. In polyphonic texture, two or more independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously, each with its own rhythm and contour, weaving around each other. This is sometimes called contrapuntal texture, from the word counterpoint. Think of a Bach fugue, multiple voices entering one after another, each carrying their own independent melody. Or think of a round like Frère Jacques, where different groups sing the same melody but starting at different times, so the lines overlap and interweave. A key device within polyphony is imitation, where one voice copies or echoes the melody of another, usually a few beats later. If you hear one part copying another, write polyphonic texture with imitation. That's a high-value answer. Fourth, heterophonic texture. This one trips up so many candidates, especially in the world music questions. Area of study 3. Heterophony occurs when two or more performers play or sing the same melody simultaneously, but each performer ornaments or varies it slightly differently. So you have the same basic tune, but with individual variations happening at the same time. You'll hear this in gamelan music from Indonesia, in Indian classical music, and in many folk traditions. The critical mistake candidates make is writing out of tune or improvised when they hear heterophony. It's neither, it's a deliberate, culturally specific texture. When you're in the world music section of your listening exam and you hear something that sounds like the same melody being played by different instruments but slightly differently, write heterophonic texture. Now let's talk about some additional texture vocabulary that will earn you extra marks. Antiphony, sometimes called call and response, is where two groups or soloists alternate, one answering the other. You'll hear this in gospel music, in Baroque concerto grosso writing, and in African drumming traditions. If you hear music that sounds like a conversation, one group plays, then another responds, write antiphonal texture or call and response. Unison, as we mentioned, means all parts playing or singing the same pitch at the same time. This creates a very powerful, unified effect. Octaves means parts are playing the same melody, but in different octave registers, so the melody is doubled at the octave. Both unison and octaves are types of monophonic or near monophonic texture. Tutti means all together in Italian, when the full ensemble plays simultaneously. This creates the thickest possible texture. The opposite is a solo passage, which creates the thinnest texture. And finally, remember the terms thin and thick texture. But here's the examiner's golden rule. Never write just thick texture or thin texture without explaining why. Always qualify it. Write thick texture created by the full orchestra playing simultaneously or thin texture as only the solo violin is heard. The cause is what earns the mark. Right, let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates making. Mistake number one, confusing polyphonic with homophonic just because multiple instruments are present. Multiple instruments does not automatically mean polyphonic. If a string quartet is all playing the same chord at the same time, that's homophonic. Polyphony requires independent melodic lines moving at different rhythms. Ask yourself, are the parts doing different melodic things? If yes, polyphonic. If they're moving together, homophonic. Mistake number two, describing texture vaguely. The music has lots of instruments, scores zero marks. The texture is polyphonic, with three independent melodic lines interweaving contrapuntally, scores full marks. Always name the texture type, then describe what the parts are doing. Mistake number three, mislabeling heterophony. In your world music listening questions, if you hear something that sounds like the same tune being played by multiple instruments but with slight variations, do not write out of tune or improvised. Write heterophonic texture, it will be on the mark scheme. Mistake number four. In comparison questions, candidates often describe both extracts separately but forget to use explicit comparative language. The mark scheme rewards direct contrast. Right. Extract A is homophonic with a clear melody and chordal accompaniment, whereas extract B is polyphonic with two independent melodic lines in imitation. That whereas is doing serious mark earning work. Now for command words. When the question says identify the texture, one or two words is enough. Homophonic or polyphonic. When it says describe the texture, give the texture name plus what the parts are doing. The texture is polyphonic. Two independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously, with the second voice imitating the first at the interval of a fifth. When it says, explain how texture is used, you need to link texture to musical effect. The composer uses a thin monophonic texture at the opening to create a sense of vulnerability before the full homophonic texture of the chorus creates a powerful unified climax. Now let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between monophonic and unison texture? Answer. Monophonic means a single melody line with no accompaniment. Unison means multiple performers playing the same pitch simultaneously. It's a specific type of monophony. Question 2. In which area of study would you most likely encounter heterophonic texture? Answer. Area of study 3, rhythms of the world music section. Question 3. What is the term for a texture where one voice copies another a few beats later? Answer. Imitation. A device used within polyphonic texture. Question 4. A student writes, the texture is thick because there are lots of instruments. Why would this not score full marks? Answer. Because it doesn't name the texture type and doesn't explain the musical cause of the thickness. For example, whether it's 2D, polyphonic, or homophonic. Question 5. What does antiphony mean? Answer. Two groups or soloists alternating, one answering the other, also known as call and response. Right, let's bring it all together with a quick summary. Texture is about how musical parts relate to each other, not just how many there are. The four main types are monophonic, one melody, no accompaniment, homophonic, parts moving together either as block chords or melody and accompaniment, polyphonic, independent melodic lines interweaving, and heterophonic, simultaneous variations of the same melody, common in world music. Key devices to name: unison, octaves, imitation, antiphony, call and response, tutti, and solo. In your exam, always name the texture, describe what the parts are doing, and, for higher marks, explain the musical effect. Never use thick or thin without qualifying why. And remember the big one: heterophony is not out of tune. It's a deliberate, culturally rich texture. Use the word confidently in your world music questions. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. Good luck in your listening exam. Now go and practice identifying textures in everything you hear. See you next time.